Well, I have always loved all things Irish. Maybe it's because of my St. Patrick's Day birthday. Or maybe it's because I have Irish ancestors. My great-grandfather came over on the boat, as they say, back in the day. And my grandfather's last name was Mullins, which, of course, was my mother's birth name. It might be because when I look at pictures of Irish people, I see myself. I see this kind of round face and this brown hair and kind of dark eyes and a ready smile or a ready frown, whichever one is needed at the time. Some say that the Irish don't even possess an ethnicity. They are descended from people called Celtoi, which we call Celtic today, and they were considered barbarians by the Greeks. They were also descended from Vikings and Anglo-Saxons and French Normans and Scots, a real hodgepodge of ancestors. At least one description says that the Irish possess an irrepressible buoyancy, a vivacious spirit, a kindliness and tolerance for the common frailty of man, and a feeling that there's time enough to bid the devil good morning when you meet him. Other descriptions credit the Irish with having the gift of gab. I got in trouble for too much talking my entire school career. Being good at music, possessing general talents for writing and storytelling, having nice skin and pleasant features, and being loyal. Those are their good traits. There are some others. Too much drinking, too much swearing, and too much passion, which can lead to arguing and fighting. Many, but not all, but many Irish people claim Roman Catholicism as their path to God. And there are many Irish blessings and phrases that emphasize their acquaintance with the holy. One such saying is Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Now, that usually expresses anger or surprise. There's another one that says, Jesus on a bicycle. Well, that expresses incredulity. I knew I shouldn't have used that word. Basically to say, can you believe what we just saw there? But there's another one. Saints be praised. And that usually expresses gratitude or celebration. Now, there are so many Irish expressions that I could bring up, but today I want to look at the one that talks about the saints. Of course I do. It's All Saints Day. At least for us, it's All Saints Day. November the 1st is actually All Saints Day, but we in the United Methodist Church try to have All Saints Day the first or Sunday after November the 1st. We're especially excited when it actually falls on the 1st on a Sunday, but mostly it doesn't. And so we have All Saints Day the first Sunday after November the 1st, or All Hallows Eve. We want to make sure that we have as many people celebrating the lives of the saints as we possibly can. Now, there are hundreds upon hundreds of Irish Catholic saints, most of whom lived between the 4th and 10th centuries, and at least one 19th century adage called Ireland the land of saints and scholars. So you can see that when an Irish person says, saints be praised, it is no small matter. The word saint actually means set apart, to sanctify, or to make holy. But when we praise the saints, we are not only praising the people we call saints, but we are also giving praise to God who created them and nurtured them throughout their lives. Now, Soren Kierkegaard, who was not Irish, said this, God creates out of nothing. Wonderful, you say. Yes, to be sure, but he does what is still more wonderful. He makes saints out of sinners. So we celebrate All Saints Day not to put saints on spiritual pedestals and not to try and make them divine, but to honor all those people who have drawn us to God because of who they were and how they interacted with us. In the United Methodist tradition, we sort of expand the meaning of saint, and we see saints as all of those people who have pointed us in the direction of Jesus, as people who have spent their lives worshiping and glorifying God and living in such a way as to remind us of Jesus Christ himself. Now, we can all name names of people who have taught us about God, either by word or by example. And although most of us know those people intimately, intimacy is not required. Early when I came to Mason, I met a saint. I met a saint of Mason. I only knew her slightly. But she taught me some words to consider before I opened my mouth to say something about someone else. Words that are like Christ in their meaning and their intention. Is it true? Is it kind? Is it necessary? Those words remind me of my own call to truth. They remind me of my own call to be kind to all people. And they remind me of my own call to treat others as I wish to be treated. Another Mason saint told me how much she loved me the day before she died. Now, this too was very early. Maybe I'd been here a year or so. And when she looked at me and just lying in her bed and said, "Colleen, I love you," those words were like salve to my soul. They came at a time when I wasn't feeling particularly loved, but at that very moment, it was as if Christ himself was talking to me. Now, those are two very brief stories. There are so many, many more that I could tell about the saints in my life. But saints endure hardship, and they keep their eyes on Christ regardless of anything that could be going on around them. They give us examples of how to live as followers of Christ and how to relate to each other. But the question is, how do we recognize them? Saints are those people who have made it their life's work to know God and to show others the way to God's throne. They show endurance in their faith by not giving up on God when life gets hard. They show endurance in their faith by continuing to know that God loves them, by continuing to love others who might not love them too much. They show endurance in their faith. And that's a very important part of what it means to be a saint. So I ask you a question. Who are the saints in your life? We all have saints. If we're sitting here today, somebody has helped us get here by living or speaking about God and about the importance of God in our lives. Who do you know now, or who have you known, that put you in a place to know God better and to work toward becoming more like Christ? Now, I'm going to give you all, I know you're going to love this. Everybody smile. We're going to love this. Say that to yourselves. I'm going to give you all a chance to share a very brief story about someone who's been a saint to you in your life. There's only one caveat. We're not going to mention names. We won't even mention relationships, actually. We're just going to say, I'll give you some words to start with. There was a person in my life who. There was a person in my life who. And it's hard to be the first one, but I know that God is going to nudge at someone who is going to tell us about someone who taught them how to love, who taught them how to manage their anger or resentment, who taught them how to reach out and welcome people who might be a little scary even. So here's the mic. Here I come. I got some great walking in at 8:30. Raise your hand. You can be first. Annie Chapel wins the prize.
There is a person in my life who brought me to the Lord and who has shown me daily kindness and sweetness and understanding. And she's even taught me to listen, because she listens to me. And so I can use those adages that you gave us today. Is it true? Is it
kind?
Is it necessary? And this person showed me all those things before today.
All right. Thank you. Joyce. I saw your name.
There was a person I first met when I came to the United Methodist Church in Mason. She was an older lady. I have never saw her without a smile on her face. And she hugged everybody that came in that door. She worked hard. Even though she was older, she went to the senior center and she waited on people that were quite a bit younger than her. And everyone loved her. And one day it dawned on me, you know, she's probably had as much sadness and hurt and pain in her lifetime as anyone else. But she smiles and she radiates joy. And she was a good example for all of us, and some of y'all may know who I'm talking about.
It's hard not to say names, isn't it? But I put that rule there. Mr. Chuck, I saw your name. Did I see your hand up? I thought I did.
There was a person in my life that taught me to trust in the Lord. And also another person in my life that taught me the true meaning of love.
All right. That trust thing, that's hard for a lot of us, isn't it? Anyone else?
There are many children and youth who have showed me God's love in a new way.
Thank you. That was brief, Margaret. Pass that down.
Well, this is a couple. And whenever I would get a little bit tired of doing things that I thought maybe the Lord wanted us to do, I would look at this particular couple who was always doing things very quietly. Nobody knows about the many, many people that they've helped in our community. And they were both an inspiration to a lot of people.
All right. Thank you, Judy. Lots of saints.
There were two people in my life who have been especially important to me. One from an early age who showed me that she had eyes in the back of her head, and had me in church every Sunday night, Wednesday night, and Tuesday for visitation. Another who also has eyes in the back of her head, who keeps me in the straight and narrow.
Saints with eyes in the backs of their heads. There are a lot of those. I think we have time for one more. Anybody else? In that case, you have me. But thank you all for those witnesses. And that's the people that you regard as saints in your life showed you what it means to witness, showed you what it means to share God's love and the faith with other people. So we thank you all for sharing. God didn't create us to just live as individuals. He created us to live in community. You've heard me talk many times about the Trinity and how God is relational and communal through the Trinity. That is the picture that we are given, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit as one. The saints lived in community as well, even the ones who were hermits. There were many saints who were hermits, and yet they prayed to God and they prayed on behalf of the community all the time. So the saints do work behind the scenes, and they do work in front of people. They are everywhere we look. And every one of us has the ability to be a saint. Don't forget those words from Hebrews 12. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses to the life of faith, Let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up. And let us run with endurance the race that God has set before us. Endurance is as much a part of being a follower of Christ as holiness is. Endurance leads us to holiness. Endurance leads us to deeper faith. Endurance leads us to greater trust and greater acceptance of the ways of God. And there are still saints among us. Some of them are disguised and sitting right here in this room right now. Y'all might know them, but we're not going to mention names. We have all looked at others as saints for us, but today I invite you to look at a different way. For whom can you be a saint? I've heard many parents say, I didn't take time to teach my children about Christ. You know, we were just so busy. We were trying to get dinner on the table and trying to go to all these places that we had to go, and somehow that fell through the cracks. Y'all might be some of those parents. Here's the beauty of that. Grandparents play a very strong role in passing on the faith to their grandchildren. And so our work is not done. Any of us who are grandparents, our work is not done. Any of us who are parents of small children, our work is not done. We have an audience, people who are ready to be shown who Christ is. Whose life will you be able to touch in such a way that after you have left this temporary home on earth, you will be remembered by them as a walking saint? God is calling each and every one of us to be a saint for someone else. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And so now we are going to take time in our service to remember those who were saints among us. And so Carol Ann has some helpers who are going to come forward. And would the acolytes like to light candles when I call out names? Great. I'll bring your... Tell you what. Y'all can... Yeah. Y'all are going to take turns, okay? Okay. Come over here to the table. They're in order. The names are... Okay. So Jack's going to go first, then you can go back and forth. I invite you, as I read the names, if there are those for whom you would like to stand to honor and celebrate their lives, I invite you to do that. And we're going to light a candle as each name is called, and then we're going to have some bell ringing to remind us that the saints are still with us. And so let us prepare our hearts and our minds. We start with Mary Beam. Please stand if you would like to. There we go. For Walter Klein Boyd. I'm going to let you do the bottom ones, okay? Let me get this. It's too tall for you. It's almost too tall for me. You do the top ones. For June Brandenberger. For Bill Breuer. For Odessa Danheim. Let's see if you can reach. Yeah. For Jane Eckert. for Aileen Garrison. For Wayne Keller. For Walita Ray. And for H.C. Reganell. And now would you please pray with me? Merciful Lord, we give you thanks for these whose names have been remembered here. What a rush of memories must be flooding the hearts and minds of all here who have known them, who have walked with them in so many places. Thank you, Lord, for putting them in our lives, for giving them the means to remind us of who you are in their own particular and unique ways. And may we, as your children, continue to teach others about who you are. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.